OSSTF members often reach out to the District 13 TBU office to explore ways of upgrading their salary. This can be done in two ways. One way is to upgrade your certification, which will increase the category you are placed in on the salary grid. Another way is to ensure that all previous teaching experience is counted by the board so that you can be placed higher on the salary grid. It is wise for members to consider moving up the salary grid so that they can maximize the amount of salary they earn. Let's first consider upgrading one's category. Certification evaluation is done by the Qualifications Evaluations Council of Ontario, QECO. This is a change for many OSSTF members, as previously certification was completed by provincial OSSTF. Upgrading one's certification is done by taking additional courses. Before taking additional courses, it is recommended that members connect with QECO to receive advice on what courses can be used to move into a higher category. Once additional courses have been completed, members will need to apply with QECO to have them complete an evaluation. QECO will complete a statement of evaluation which indicates the new category rating. Unfortunately, the QECO statement of evaluation alone does not result in a member moving up the salary grid. The statement of evaluation must be submitted to the respective DDSB HR associate assigned to your school. Members can locate the HR associate assigned to their school through DDSB Spark. Article L7.02 in the collective agreement outlines that if courses for upgrading are completed before the school year, a member's salary will be adjusted as of September 1st if the corresponding QECO statement of evaluation is submitted to the board as documentation by the last teaching day in December of that year. If courses for upgrading are completed before January 31st of that year, a member's salary will be adjusted as of February 1st if the corresponding QECO statement of evaluation is submitted to the board as documentation before May 31st of that year. The District 13 OSSTF TBU office have been receiving reports that QECO is taking up to 3 months to complete their evaluations. It is recommended that members take advantage of the collective agreement language, which indicates that they can submit a pending letter. A pending letter is like a placeholder. The pending letter signals to the board that the documentation will be coming forth. If a pending letter is submitted and the QECO statement of evaluation arrives past the last teaching day in December or May 31st, the application will be accepted upon receipt of your supporting evidence. A sample pending letter can be found at the bottom of the certification page under the flip chart menu on the District 13 website. Now let's discuss teaching experience. When a member becomes a permanent teacher in DDSB, the board will send along a calculation of teaching experience with their contract. The advice is that members review their teaching experience to ensure its accuracy. Consider that the following experience counts towards the calculation of your teaching experience. Long-term occasional work. Extended supply work, continuing education, courses taught in night school and summer school, continuing education adult day school, teaching experience in another school board, teaching experience as an elementary teacher, teaching experience in another province, teaching experience in a university or community college, teaching abroad, or related trade and or professional work experience. In many cases, members will need to contact previous employers to request a record of employment be sent to the board. Any documentation submitted that supports a member's previous employment should indicate the start and end date of their work, as well whether or not the work was part-time or full-time. Details on how your previous experience can count towards the calculation of your teaching experience on the salary grid, members can have a look at Articles L6.03, L6.04, L6.06 and L6.07 of our local collective agreement, which can be found online at our District 13 website. Members can also feel free to reach out to the District 13 TBU office by phone at 905-668-7100 or by email and speak to one of the TBU representatives to gather more information.